This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. If you want to get on the air via Skype, you can do that as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, I've been sitting on this Venezuelan news for a while. Hopefully we'll get a chance to get to it. Things are, you know, getting crazier, as you might expect if you've been following the situation over there. But to start things out here, we're actually going to go overseas in a different direction, and that is to the UK, to Great Britain, where Melanie has a story about the National Health Service. Now, over in the UK, they have the one-size-fits-all government-mandated government monopoly on health care, and they even have it on dental care over there, which is one of the reasons why people's teeth are notoriously bad, as I understand it, in Great Britain. This isn't about dental care, though. You've got something about the health care side of things. Is that right?
Right. So there is this 8-month-old baby who was born in the U.K., with a rare disease that I'm not going to pretend like I can pronounce.
You want to give it a shot?
Mitochondrial depletion syndrome, RRM2B.
That sounds right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So his life expectancy was anywhere between 3 months and 12 years and with treatment, and the treatment cost $1.5 million. So,
to the government.
Right, because because medical treatment in the UK is kind of like roads in the States. There is no private option. It's not really like taking government welfare. It's just a service that the government has monopolized, and so that's where you get it from.
Wait a minute.
Utility.
I thought it was supposed to be free.
Well, it's not free.
Government health care is supposed to be free. What do you mean it costs $1.5 million?
These are the death panels that they were talking about in Obamacare, right? Like, you know, people will say, show me in Obamacare, read the thousand, where the death panels are. I don't need to read a thousand. I understand mathematics. I get economics. And ultimately, there's going to be a medical procedure that the government doesn't want to pay for. They're going to do a cost-benefit analysis of this person. They're going to say, you know, how long is he going to live? Maybe they're going to think to themselves, how many taxes is he going to pay? And they're going to decide. Now, if this treatment would have gotten him a full life, maybe they would have done it. Maybe they wouldn't. We don't know, because that's not the story. The story is this treatment was going to get him something to, like, his 20s.
No,
is that right?
3 to 12 years with treatment.
3 to 12.
And he's 8 months old, so okay. It'd get him to 12.
Okay, I was thinking it was 21. Somehow I heard 21 instead of 12.
Let's get deeper into the story here in moments. We've got open phones, as always, here on Free Talk Live, so we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because this story gets pretty bad from what I understand, and you'll tell us the rest of it here in a moment, Melanie. We've got Robert on the line in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey guys, I just kind of want to add to what you guys were talking about yesterday.
Sure.
Caller called in talking about the Celtics game, how they were celebrating a Coast Guard person, and this one person was booing, and then the conversation kind of went to it. You know, it's sometimes dangerous to be kind of going against that type of patriotism because, you know, people will.
Right, I was praising. I was praising the person who was going against the grain. Mark was saying that it's, you know, understandable why somebody wouldn't, and I agree, it is understandable because people are afraid. But yeah, well, there was a conversation about should people have their beliefs be seen in public if their belief is that of anti-state?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year, Adam Kokesh came and spoke to our Liberty group in Philadelphia. And he was talking about peaceful communication. he was giving us a story of he was at a bar in New Jersey, and he was talking to someone who's very, you know, anti-war, and a veteran came up and was very confrontational, and he was like, step outside right now. We're going to fight. I want to fight you.
He was also very drunk, the guy in this story.
This is the one that they made a video of, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Adam was just like, no, I just want to stay right here. And then, you know, Adam just started asking questions, being, I guess, Socratic, being like, why are you so angry? What can I do to make you not so angry? What, you know, and I feel he was able to meet the, and make a difference, because I think he changed this guy's mind. So I think there is still a way to make a difference on a small scale like that.
That's true, but there is also the chance he could have gotten sucker punched by the dude, right? I mean, there is that possibility.
Yeah, I got to see the video, and it is some of the best video I've ever seen, just sort of the taken in a, you know, on the fly. Somebody just held their camera up. I have, the audio was pretty good.
He kind of did what you did with that dude last night. Right. You kind of turned him a little bit,
yeah.
But he did it in real life with an angry drunk man.
Right, with a big angry
bigger
drunk
than Adam.
Man.
Right.
Adam Kokesh is a relative, you know, I mean, he's not a tall man, but he is a muscular man.
Right.
This guy happened to be tall
and muscular,
right? And so I have no idea how this, you know, it could have turned out very badly.
Right, and I mean, this might be a good way to talk yourself out of a bar fight, especially since he then said, hey, I'm a veteran too, and then the guy kind of, you know, had some more respect for him. At the end of the video, he turns down the, I think he tried to give him a freedom sticker. I don't know if he tried to give him, I don't remember if he tried to give him a flyer or a book or something else.
He does have a book called Freedom, yeah.
But this was kind of presented as, well, I know he has one, but I don't know if he tried to, give the guy a sticker and something else.
Yeah.
And the guy turned it down. This was kind of presented in the video as a good way to change people's minds, and I really don't think that this guy who said, oh, you're a veteran too? Then I won't beat you up, but no, I'm not going to read your flyer. Went home, got sober, thought about his life, got over his Stockholm syndrome, everything else he had to get over, and then converted. And those are two very different goals.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
So what about it, Robert? Did you have more comments you wanted to share?
No, that was it.
So you just wanted to bring that up as an example of successfully interceding in a what could have been a violent situation?
Yeah, trying to use peaceful communication to, you know, try to bring people down from engaging in violence when trying to convey a peaceful message to them.
I think it's important. I think it's important to, you know, not escalate a potentially violent situation. And, you know, Adam did a great job of it, and it did help that he was already a part of the military. Didn't they have kind of like that whole, did you actually see combat thing? Because sometimes bringing up that you were in the military isn't good enough.
The pufferfish thing.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
So, you know, like, the first they puff up and they say, I support the troops, and then you puff up and you say, well, I own the troops, and then they puff up and says, well, I am to the troops, and I was part of the troops that carried guns. What were you, a potato peeler? And then, you know, the potato peeler says, no, I wasn't a potato peeler. I was a frickin' Navy SEAL, right? And I jumped out of airplanes at, you know, high altitudes and opened low, and, you know, yeah, well, I went and walked to the moon, right? Like, it just keeps on going until, you know, there's nothing left. You don't get an opinion unless you attempted to catch bullets for the government.
That's crazy.
And that's the dumbest thing in the world, right? I mean, like, I'm sorry. The fact that you decided to take extraordinarily low pay to, you know, be out there and be the government's bullet catcher to, you know, fight wars that politicians drum up that ultimately amount to little or nothing. I mean, I want to hear about this war that's been so stellar, successful, that the United States fought in the last six decades. I mean, I know that there's World War II out there. Everybody likes Saving Private Ryan. It was an awesome movie. If you talk to a World War II vet, they're a little torn on that particular war. But, you know, bring it back. Show me what the United States has done in six decades. Go ahead.
I think they lure people in because people, if they might not have anything, and they might not have any education, and going to the military is good for them, and they get tax-free money when they go overseas, you know?
Oh, there's a strong lure to the military, especially for those that really don't have any kind of direction in life. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, just as Robert has done, is 855-450-FREE. We've got more coming up on the National Health Service trying to kill a baby. And did they succeed? I guess we'll find out coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Venezuela. The minimum wage has gone up 60%. Wow. We'll talk more about what that means coming up here in moments with you tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
But we're starting, we're continuing the conversation that we started in the first segment about the National Health Service over in the UK. There's a baby with a mitochondrial something or
condition.
Other. Sounds really bad. Apparently, without this treatment that it needed, it was going to, well, with the treatment, it would only last for another 12 years maximum. Without the treatment, it would likely die relatively soon. Is that the idea, Melanie?
Yeah, it's pretty much fatal without any treatment at all.
So we're going to tell you more about that and what the government was doing, what the family tried to do in response. And you can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, I do want to let you know about HostGator. So if you want to get web hosting done, maybe you already have a website and you want to move to a new host, or you've never had a website before or a blog, you want to start one up, go with HostGator.com/FTL. That /FTL gets you 50% off. That's 50% off of their regular hosting prices at HostGator. They're one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating and other awards that they've won recently. HostGator is a great host, and they've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 50% off and get started on that website you've been wanting to build. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. So, the government bureaucrats who run the National Health Service there decided that it was going to cost $1.5 million to do some kind of procedure with this very young baby. How old was
eight,
it?
8 months.
8 months old. It was $1.5 million. That's, I think, pretty much where we left the story off. So what happened next?
So, to be fair, that's the inflated price. If you had an actual
that's
free
the government
market
price.
Where you didn't have necessarily medical schools being expensive, medical insurance being, not medical insurance, but malpractice insurance for the medical people, and, you know, all the equipment and stuff being expensive, maybe it wouldn't cost that much. But as of now, $1.5 million. So they decided that they weren't going to pay for that, even though they've monopolized the medical system. So they basically took away this family's ability to buy it on the free market and then told them that they weren't going to supply it, which to me would be more like telling...
That's a death sentence for the
child. Right. So, and because this isn't... And if you live in a place where government health care is more of a welfare program than an ingrained in the system program, like, this isn't like denying someone for Medicaid. This is more like telling someone, okay, we're in charge of the roads, but you specifically are not allowed to drive on the roads.
Mm.
It's more like that.
And therefore,
right,
you are going to die because you'll starve to death.
Right.
It's one thing to say that, you know, taxpayers of the United Kingdom are not going to pay to keep this child alive. It's another, that's a distasteful position, and I'm really, really glad the St. Jude Hospital didn't take that position, regarding childhood cancer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this agreed. This is probably, I can see why somebody would say that this 3-month-old child should not get this treatment and then go ahead and die at 12, right? I can see that. But it's the attempting to save children like this that then makes you better at saving children like this. So, you know, the next ones that come along with this mitochondrial condition that we're referring to here, you know, will have a little longer because you...
They might get 18 years instead of
12. Right, I mean,
something.
Almost anything that will eventually kill you was fatal before they developed the cure.
Sure. You know, I mean, and if vaccines were too expensive at the time, then, Salk wouldn't have got his funding from the government, and that's it, right? Like, that's the problem here. And in this case, the UK is so, like, over there, they're just so indoctrinated with the National Health Service that they definitely need to hear this message. They not only chose to not fund this child's health care, but they intentionally kept this child from health care that their family wanted to pay for. That's murder.
That we haven't gotten to that part of the story yet, so I definitely want to know more about that.
But even without that, so if the state comes and says to you, Ian Freeman, you are not allowed to drive on any roads, if we lived in a society where there was competition for roads and different road companies and different construction companies, that would be a denial of welfare. But that's not the system we have. The system we have is that the states and their subsidiaries build the roads, and they're the only ones, for the most part, who are allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So and under that system, that is a denial of roads, not a denial of subsidization. So even without the part we're going to get to in a minute, I still feel like that is, you know, if you're in charge of it and telling it, and I know in Canada there are restrictions on private medical practice, and it, based on what this Mises story says, it sounds like it's that way in the UK. I don't know that for sure. But if you're monopolizing the system and using your army and police force to maintain your monopoly on the system and then telling someone they can't have the service, you're not only neglecting to pay for it, you're actually depriving them of the service because you're preventing them from buying it in the private market.
Right.
So
a death sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
So at that point, if you're the states and you monopolize the service through force and then deny someone the service, you have killed that person. If it's a service that's
which, of course, the state is used to doing, so it's no problem for them.
Not a problem for them.
I mean, they usually don't kill 8-month-olds domestically.
No, but hey, it's first time for everything. I mean,
right. So it gets worse than that, though. The family actually raised the $1.5 million and got a trip and treatment plan to the states. So
where they could probably get it for less than $1.5 million and, you know, actually have a nice little vacation to go along with it.
It doesn't say that here.
There is such a thing as medical tourism. Maybe not so much to the states, but other countries in, like, Europe or wherever.
Oh, yeah, that's really common.
Where people will go and they'll spend whatever the amount is and just basically take time off of work, take a week, and, you know, take it easy and get the job done that, you know, get the procedure done that they need to get. They'll even do it for I remember years ago we talked about, like, Austrian dentists coming to the UK and setting up a tent to give people dental checkups and saying, look, you come down here to Austria, we'll, you know, you can buy a ticket and you get all these things included and we'll actually make your teeth look good. They do the same thing.
A lot
thing
of Americans go to Mexican dentists too because it's
same thing.
Less costly.
Cheaper. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, the American dentists aren't really that much. You're talking $50 to $100, but
well, it depends on where
depends
you are.
On the procedure.
Yeah.
But yeah. American dentists have more competition. There's not as much regulation in the dental field, so that's why prices
tend to be
better.
Yeah, they haven't been completely taken over by not really health insurance, but what is called health insurance. So
they raised the money.
They raised $1.5 million. And got the trip planned, and they were going to get their child out of the hospital where he was on life support and transfer him to the hospital in the States.
Uh-huh.
And the UK would not allow that.
Wow. They couldn't even take their baby out of the hospital?
Nope.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can comment and bring up whatever's on your mind. Socialism in the medical field resulting in the death of an 8-month-old child. And we got more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free. You can bring up anything that you want. We got some interesting international headlines here, but you can also bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And today, wow, what a day for Bitcoin. What a weekend for the price of Bitcoin. Crashed through the $1,400 mark within the last 24 hours overnight, jumping up as far this afternoon, jumping up a bit, all the way up to like 1,430 or 1,425. It's down at around 1,400 right now per Bitcoin. Record highs for the Bitcoin currency, but all is not well in the Bitcoin world. Despite the incredible high price, behind the scenes, the geek war continues to be fought with two sides fighting for the future of Bitcoin. And all the while, the Bitcoin fees are continuing to rise, especially now with this increase in the price. I mean, nearly probably a 40% increase in just the last month or so, it seems like.
It's shooting up.
Yeah, and so therefore the fees that had already been very high due to this unresolved geek war are now even more incredibly high. I mean, it's I just spent some Bitcoin this afternoon, and I spent almost a dollar's worth of Bitcoin to send the transaction. This is a huge problem, And the folks over at Bitcoin.com are covering it in detail. They've got the news site, the news section there at Bitcoin.com. There's games. There's you can buy Bitcoin through Bitcoin.com. It's a great website. If you want to keep up with the latest on what's happening in the Bitcoin scene, you definitely want to go to Bitcoin.com. Maybe you're brand new to Bitcoin. You want to learn about Bitcoin and what it is, decentralized cryptocurrency that is just an amazing concept that has been around now since, I don't know, what, 2008, 2009, something like that. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn about it from, you know, square one. And if you're an expert Bitcoiner, you'll still find resources that are useful to you, like their Bitcoin news over at Bitcoin.com. They got a forum there as well, which is uncensored. So definitely recommend checking that out. As we continue to watch and be amazed by the incredible high price of Bitcoin, all the while it's losing its market share, which is not good. Not good for the dominant position of Bitcoin, which used to be very dominant in the cryptocurrency marketplace, is now at 60%. Percent.
Now, you've called it its market share. I think that deserves...
Market dominance is what it's
called. It deserves some explanation, right? Like, what is this market dominance? If you're talking about places that accept Bitcoin, that accept cryptocurrencies...
Bitcoin still rules that.
By like...
Which is probably why the price is so high.
500 times the next leading competitor.
Yeah.
Maybe all the competitors combined, that kind of thing. There's a few that will accept things through sort of shapeshift and then basically turn them into Bitcoin.
Right.
You know, and from that standpoint, Bitcoin still has the dominance, whereas in this area, what is this area?
What is what area?
Explain what you mean when you say market dominance.
Oh, what I mean by that is that there's a certain amount of capitalization, meaning the total value of all of the Bitcoins combined is now, compared to all of the other altcoins combined, getting weaker and weaker. So there, it used to be, right now there's $22.8 billion worth of Bitcoin out there in the world, and the amount of altcoins, which are hundreds of them, but there's, you know, only like a top 20 that really matter. The altcoins that are combined together are $14 billion. And so of the total market capitalization of all cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin is now 61.7%. It was at 60% earlier today, and it used to be as high as 95%. So Bitcoin used to be the clear market dominant winner, and now it's not so clear as far as the amount of trading that's going on, the amount of volume, the amount of value that's in those markets.
I share your concern, prices and everything.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not everything. Another thing that is a factor is how much is being traded. And right now, Bitcoin is not the number one as far as most traded. It is trailing behind the altcoins with $830 million traded in the last 24 hours,
but
compared
trading,
to $713 million in Bitcoin.
Trading and the price are all sort of wrapped together. So the price is based on supply and demand through exchanges, not on utility. And, you know, today, it certainly could be that some coin comes along and gets far more useful, right? And
Ethereum's nipping at its heels, the number two most popular crypto with 6.7 billion market cap. That's more than a quarter of what Bitcoin's current market cap is. So they are definitely, there's competition and they're hot on their heels. So we're going to continue to watch it here on Free Talk Live. And of course, you can go to Bitcoin.com to follow the latest.
Yeah, Bitcoin needs to figure out what it's going to be when it grows
up. And they need to do it fast.
Is it going to be a, is it going to be, you know, Blockstream's project for trading on the internet?
It's a private company that's sort of gotten their mitts involved.
Right. Or is it going to be, you know, Bitcoin Jesus's, you know, free market currency? We don't know. But
Bitcoin Jesus is Roger Ver, who is a friend of the show and the guy behind Bitcoin.com.
Sure. You know, they both sides have some pretty good arguments, and everybody's sort of upset. Everybody's got a position. I'm very, very, very concerned with off blockchains. Is that what they call it?
I don't know. We don't have time to get into any kind of technical stuff here. I just wanted to let people know about Bitcoin.com. So, Melanie, you've got a little bit more here. You just told us that there was an 8-month-old child in the UK who has some kind of mitochondrial issue that's going to, you know, cause its death. Ultimately, it did, apparently. And had it gotten treated...
Well, and I would disagree with that slightly, because the way medical science is today, he had a projected 12-year lifespan at best.
If he got the treatment.
Right. The UK then killed him, thus depriving him of not only the 12 years, but any potential advances in medical treatment, and might have been cured by the time he was 10. We don't know. They killed him.
They killed him because they said, we didn't want to spend $1.5 million on the treatment that we could have spent the money on to try to help him. We'd rather just let him die. Or did they actually put him to death?
Well, so that's debatable, I guess. I would say they did. So the parents showed up to take him from that hospital to transport him to a hospital in the States.
Because they raised the money to get it done in the U.S.
Right. And the hospital said no. The hospital went to court and got a ruling that the child was to be removed from life support and left to die.
Oh, my gosh.
It was appealed. They ruled that the parents tried to take the kid out of the hospital. The state stopped them from doing that, took him off life support.
Physically stopped them. They brought in goons.
I don't know how much they resisted, and it's the UK.
Yeah,
so
they probably
can't
did.
Really shoot the CPS worker, but...
So the state was basically saying, the government in the UK basically said, sorry, folks, yeah, you put in the 9 months to, have this baby, but now it's ours, and we're just going to be keeping it here against your will. It's our child, not yours. Have a nice day. We're just going to let him die here.
Yeah, I think that's a really relevant thing to say, because who can keep a baby, parents from taking their child out of the hospital, out of a place?
Apparently the state.
The people that own the baby. That's the only answer to the question.
Well, the baby owns itself. So
really? What's the evidence of that?
Because it's a person.
Okay, well, I mean, you're
just
claiming that.
The parents are the trustees of the child, not
but
the state.
But a trustee functions as an owner. I mean...
Until the thing can claim its own self-ownership. I mean, at this point in its... Or at an eight-month point in its life, it can't even conceptualize that.
Right, so like Mark's parents can't walk in here and be like, Mark, you're not doing this radio show, get in the car, because they don't own Mark.
Right.
If parents owned their babies, then Mark's parents could do that.
You emancipate yourself. You emancipate yourself from those, from that stewardship.
Well, that's not usually something we allow property to do if that's ownership. If it's trusteeship, then it's different.
Well,
I don't like the term ownership. I agree with you on that.
I'm telling you that the state functioned as an organization that owned that child.
Yeah.
The state held onto that child until it died because they took it off of life support.
Right.
Only people that could do that. The only people that could prevent the parents from taking a child out of a hospital, pull that child off of life support, and kill it are the people that own that child.
I'd like to hear if there's anybody out there that supports what the government did. I mean, because there obviously are people who there obviously are people who support the,
I'm sure there are.
The government health care, the universal health care, and this is one of the consequences of government universal health care. Is
and
that
isn't
some
the
board
point supposed to be that you get care you can't afford?
There's more coming up here, 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free. At forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us right here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Conversation about a child, a very small baby, 8 months old.
That's three.
She said 8 months.
Okay.
He was 8 months old. His life expectancy was 3 to 12 more years.
Okay. If the procedure was
done. With treatment.
And so the National Health Service refused to do that $1.5 million treatment, even though they've promised free health care to everybody. Apparently some board of bureaucrats gets to ultimately decide whether or not you receive that health care. Mark, you called that a death panel.
I don't know
earlier.
What else that's... It seems like the obvious thing to call it. I'm not some conspiracy theorist, but, regarding this. But it's obvious that there's a cost-benefit analysis to every treatment that's going to go on.
That's right. And so in this case, they also went so far as to refuse to allow the parents to even take their own child out of the hospital to the United States so they could have a treatment done that they had raised the money to do.
Imagine the hubris. The hubris that you have regarding your system of health care, that you'll say, no, just because we won't provide it for you doesn't mean you can go get service someplace else. That child's going to die here.
That's right.
In a British hospital because it's a British child.
I mean, it's just so insane. It's hard to really even comprehend or grasp how insane that is. How anyone could justify that. And I suspect that the bureaucrats who are in charge of this particular program are not commenting to the media about this particular
program. Well, I'm sure that the socialists who run the socialist hospitals in Britain are not commenting to the Mises Institute.
I wonder how much coverage this even received in the national media over in the UK.
I mean, and I don't know if that's necessarily inappropriate. The Mises Institute picked a story. Not necessarily at random, but they picked one that would probably be more sympathetic than... They probably picked the one that they felt would be the most sympathetic. But it's
well,
not
sure.
like This happens to old people too. Uncommon. Like it's
no, it's not. And this is something that that happens to older people, which is why you see a lot of people from Canada come down to the United States. Because,
yeah, it happens all the time from Canada.
Yeah, because if you're old, and generally the way it works is they treat the young people decent in the healthcare system. That way they talk good about it. Like, if we've talked to people who are like, I love the single-payer system. Well, how old are you? I'm 30. You know, you're hardly ever
it's
sick.
It's really great. When I make babies, I could get to have them for free. When I make new tax livestock for the government will cover the spawning fees for the tax animals.
But when you're no longer a tax creator, or like a tax feed, when you're no longer generating taxes, when you're retired, you're 70, 80 years old, that's when they start to say no to you because, well, you're just not as worth it to the government.
Right. And I mean, because they don't look at you like a person, and this is, you know, the not necessarily Federal Reserve if you're not in the States, but whatever central bank they have, you know, you're their farm animals as far as they're concerned. So if you have I don't know what the translations are into, you know, years for other animals, but if you have a horse or a pig that's, you know, midlife or whatever, versus if you have an old horse, you're not going to take care of it. You're going to take it out back and shoot it. And
a lot
they can't
of cases
get
that
away
happens.
With doing that yet, so they just kind of, you know,
they just deny the coverage. They deny the whatever the issue was. Now, a lot of them will come down to the United States and get the problem taken care of because they can, and because they're old enough to be able to walk out of the hospital. In this case, this is really an extremely egregious case because they literally have total control over that baby's body, and they refused to allow it to even be released to the parents, forcing it to die in their care, removing it from life support. It's an insane story. And then it led to a conversation about ownership of, well, you know, who really is in charge of this baby? And Mark, you said that the government clearly owns this child because it's acting as though it owns the child. It possesses the child. It is, you know, controlling the child.
I don't see any Brits all up in arms about this. I mean,
well, they have no arms.
Yeah, well, that's they have knives, and they could be saying things, and I haven't heard a single one say anything about this particular case.
Well, we haven't heard anything about this until tonight, to be fair.
Well, you don't think this is like a capital case, Ian? This is a huge deal.
Well, do you happen to remember the name of the family? I'll go and check around and see if we can figure it out.
It's in the story.
Yeah. Just later, if you want to give me that. I'm just curious to see if there is any coverage, you know, and what level of outrage.
Look, the British love to talk about how more American toddlers kill people than, you know, like, I can't remember what
toddlers kill people?
Yeah, toddlers kill people all the time. Got handguns.
No, they don't.
In the United States.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
Toddlers kill about one person a month in the United States.
No kidding.
Yeah, indeed. But they love to toss that stuff around. When the British government goes killing children, though, it's not news.
Okay, so the child's name was Charlie Gard, G-A-R-D.
Okay, I'll take a look at that. So, but you disagreed.
I just saw a YouTube video of some pompous British blowhard talking about the top 10 things that you find foreigners find amazing about the United States.
Oh, I saw that same video.
And this is, you know, one of the things they're talking about, how toddlers shoot people in the U.S. Well, we'd like to talk about why you people are so open-mouthed and agog with your great National Health Service.
There's definitely coverage in the U.K. on this. Daily Mail and The Guardian, a couple of the first results on the story. So, anyway, you guys were talking about who owns who, and Melanie, I don't think that conversation was over. You were getting into it during the break, and I said, hold on, maybe y'all should talk about this on the air.
Yeah, so I'll start out.
All right.
I say that, you know, we can pussyfoot around about terminology regarding children, but basically they're the closest thing that we have to slaves in the world. So when you look at...
Well, not in the world, because there is definitely slavery in the world.
Sure. Let's talk about my son Jack. He's 9 years old. If I wanted to, I could make him go out and pick the dandelions. Dandelions are coming up here in New Hampshire right now. I love them, by the way. I think they're gorgeous. Little yellow bits of life right in the middle of my lawn. They drive my wife, who's a Yankee, nuts. But I never got to see that stuff down in Florida. So I could make him go and pull all the dandelions out and just put him to work all day long. Dandelion pulling, right? Well, who can you put to work like that? That's, I mean, really, it's, he'd only be described as a slave. Now, frankly, he's a really poor one. He's got a crappy attitude when it comes to slavery. You know, and it'd be more trouble than it was worth to try and get him to pull dandelions. But, you know, if I could apply the lash to him, maybe it would work. I don't know. I'm not really that interested in pulling dandelions. I'm just pointing out that we can call him my ward. We can say I'm the trustee of his freedom until he is old enough to handle it or whatever. But ultimately, the fact of the matter is that they got to do what you say while they, you know, stay with you. And that basically sounds like a slave.
Right.
Or an indentured servant.
So you're describing a power structure, not a moral concept. So, yes, it is physically possible I don't know exactly how old you are, grown man, to physically dominate a 9-year-old. Absolutely. Yep, you're right.
And the law will allow me. It's important to...
The law will allow a lot of things.
There you go.
But that, I find what the state will allow completely irrelevant to a moral discussion or a discussion of who actually owns a thing. So if you own something, that means that you can do whatever you want with it. You also own animals. You can kill them. There's some people, but I don't find anything particularly immoral with that.
Okay, so a slave isn't the same as an animal when you look at human, slave rights.
Right, but you're talking about who owns a thing. And if the thing is a person, the things you own, you can do anything you want with morally. Now, the state might stop you, but it is completely moral to do whatever you want with a thing that you own. And if that's not the case with a child, then you don't own a child.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a second here. As far as ownership goes, you can't, what I'm saying is a child is effectively a slave, right? That's what my position is. Are slaves not owned?
No, slaves are not owned. Slaves are purported to be owned, okay. But they're not owned.
But because, when you had chattel slavery, you weren't allowed to kill your slave just because you felt like it.
That depends on where you were.
Indeed. In the United States, with when you're talking about British common law, these sorts of things, even on back to Rome, Greece, you weren't allowed to just kill a slave because
you
felt like
beat him.
Nobody really stopped anybody from killing slaves in the States
They were worth something, and that's the reason people generally didn't do it. But, yeah, there's court case after court case regarding the treatment of slaves in the U.S. Now, in some cases we're talking indentured servants, in some cases we're talking chattel slavery. I'm saying that slavery has existed in different forms, but largely you were not allowed to just go ahead and kill a slave for fun.
Okay, but I don't see how legal slavery has to do anything with moral ownership.
We'll get into it.
855, 450, free plus. If there's a little bit of good news, apparently baby's still alive. And there's another chance. More coming up.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.